Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, I know. And if you ask, I know. Nothing's wrong.
turn your Bibles to Proverbs 14, if you will, and we will start reading our Sabbath school lesson from there. I must tell you that the computer is not acting right on my, well, my switchboard is not acting right on my computer. Everything is, not everything, I guess some things are not going as usual, and I need to adapt to what's happening or adapt to what I see happening. My clock time is wrong. I mean, everything like that is just wrong. I cannot turn the song off when I supposed to or want to. Let us start reading from Proverbs chapter 14. I hope that goes well. Let's read. Every wise woman buildeth her home, but a foolish plucketh it down with her hands. He that walketh in his uprightness fears the Lord. And I do. That's why I walk upright. And, you know, some people would tell me, you walk around like you're more than others. But I just keep on going. He that walketh in his uprightness fears the Lord. He that is preserved in his ways despises him. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but in the lips of the wise shall preserve them. Where no oxen are, the crib is clean, but much increase is by the strength of the oxen. If a faithful witness is not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. A scorner seeketh wisdom, but findeth it not. But knowledge is easy unto him that understandeth. Go from the presence of the foolish man when thou perceivest not in him the lips of knowledge. So when you see someone that you think is foolish, walk away from him. That's my understanding. The wisdom of the prudent is wise, is understanding his ways, but folly, and folly is foolishness, of fools is deceit. A fool maketh a mock of sin, and mock means making fun of sin. But among righteousness there is favor. The heart knoweth his own bitterness. A stranger doeth not intermeddle with his joy. The house of the wicked shall be overthrown, but the tabernacle of upright shall flourish. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Even in laughter the heart is sorrowful. In the end of that mirth, and mirth is means laughter, is sorrowful, and the end of that mirth is happiness. And I hope I'm reading that right. The backslider in heart shall fall with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself. The simple believe it every word, but the prudent means wise man, looketh well to his young. A wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rages and is confident. He that is soon angry dealeth foolishly, and a man of wicked devices is hated. The simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. The evil bow before the good, and the wicked at the gates of the righteous. The poor is hated, even of his own neighbor, but the rich have many friends. He that despises his neighbor sinneth, but he that have mercy upon the poor, happy is he. Do not error that devise evil, but mercy and truth shall be to them that devise good. In all labor there is but the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury. The crown of the wise is the riches, but the foolishness of the fool is folly. And one of the words for folly is foolishness. A true witness delivereth souls, but a deceitful witness speaketh lies. In the fear of the Lord is the strong confidence, but his children shall have a place of refuge. Let's turn the page. The fear of the Lord is a foundation of life. To depart from the snares of death. Then in the multitude of people is the king's hour, but in want of people is destruction of the prince. He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding, but he that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy is rottenness of the bone. Wow, let me read that again. A sound heart is life to the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. He that oppresses the poor approaches the maker, but he that honors him have mercy on the poor. The wicked is driven always in his wickedness, but the righteous have hope in his death. Wisdom rises the heart of him that has understanding, but that which is in the midst of fools is made known. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to the people. A king's favor is toward a wise servant, but wrath is against him that causes shame. Wow, I just finished reading Proverbs 14 in its entirety. I hope that you received or some understanding from the reading of his word, from Jesus' words. Let us turn our Bibles to Acts. Let's see. I think we are in Acts, maybe the third chapter, where a lame man gets healed. Let's see, let me turn it. I'm turning to Acts 3, and thank God I got here. It says, let us have a word of prayer. Father, I thank you for opening up my eyes where I will see better and read better, and open my mouth so I can move it better. I thank you. But this morning I looked out of my kitchen window and I saw snow. I thank you, as I always intend to do, for giving us or keeping natural disasters and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, and blessing us with good weather. I thank you for all of that, as well as giving us a sound mind. I thank you for that, and giving us in our heart the remembrance of you and what you have told us to do, and that is feed your sheep. And I will do that to the best of my ability. Let's turn. Let me say who I am. I forget that for the last two or three meetings. Excuse me, I have to belt. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everyone. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. You'll find that in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. You read it for yourself if you have doubt. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. Sabbath starts every Friday, starts Friday evening and ends on Saturday evening. I ask that you sheep or you listeners have your three P's handy, and your three P's are your pen, paper, and pencil to jot down something that I say to you. And you can have remembrance of the scriptures or a bit of what I have said to you or tried to read to you. So, with that being said, let's turn to Acts chapter 3 and read. Peter and John went up into the temple at the third hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. I read that wrong. I said third hour. At the hour of prayer. Let me read that again. Now, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And the ninth hour here is, I believe, it's around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And a certain lame man from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask money. It says alms of them that enter into the temple. Alms is money, as one definition. Verse number 3. Who, seeing Peter and John about to enter into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us," and give heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he said unto him, "By the right hand," I'm reading it wrong, let's start over. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him, and immediately his feet and his ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And the people took him, let me read that again, and all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the Beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the fame, and as the lame man which was healed, Peter and John and all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondered. And I need to read that over again. Verse 10. And let me read verse 9 again. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled and wondered and amazed at that which had happened unto him. And the lame man which was healed, Peter and John, and all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon, greatly wondered. Verse 12. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, Ye men of Israel, why marvel at this? Or why look ye so honestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, have glorified the Son Jesus, whom he delivered up and delivered and denied him in the presence of Pilate. I think I am skipping a word. Let me read verse 13 again. The God of Abraham and Isaac and of Jacob and the God of our fathers have glorified his Son, Jesus Christ, whom you delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the just and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and kill the Prince of Life, and God have raised him from the dead. Therefore, we are witnesses. And the name, verse 16, and his name, through faith in his name, have made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him have given him his perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And now, brethren, I wot, W-O-T, wot, that means to know that through ignorance you did it, as did also your rulers. Bear with me. I'm trying to turn the page. It says here, but these things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets that Christ should suffer, he shall have also fulfilled. Repent you, therefore, and be converted, and that your sins, let me read that again. Repent you therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Excuse me, I had the burp. Let me try to read that again without interruptions. My body wants to act up, and it is. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Verse 20. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you. Verse 21. Whom the heavens must have received until the time of restitution of all things, which have spoken. I am missing something. Let me read verse 21 again. Let me go up to verse 20. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom have heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. I am going to keep going because I only have a little bit more to go. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you and your brethren. Let me read verse 22 again. And Moses said unto the fathers, a prophet shall be raised a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you your brethren, likened unto you. Him shall you hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which shall not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Yea, and the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, and many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of those days. You shall have children of the prophet and of the covenant which God made with your father, saying unto Abraham, and in your seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Verse 26. Unto you first, God, unto you first, God, having raised up his Son, Jesus, sent him to bless you and turn away every one of you from his iniquities. Oh, God, I pray that the people who are listening, my brothers and sisters, and all of your sheep who are listening, have understood what I have read. I have read the entire chapter 3. I'm going to read the last verse again. Perhaps you will understand. I want you sheep to read it for yourselves as I have read it to you. I want you to understand it better. Unto you, first God, having raised up his Son, Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away one of you, in turning away every one of you from iniquities. What he said, that last chapter, well, that last verse is saying, he has raised up God, our Jesus Christ, his Son, and sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquity. Iniquity means sin. He has blessed us and turned us away from our sins. And that's what he has done. He did make the lame man stand. A certain lame man from his mother's womb, he raised him up where he could walk. So read chapter 3 again, and I hope you will get a better understanding. I tell you, my switchboard, my time on my air on time is 3 hours early. I don't know why that is. And that threw me off. I'm already thrown off, but that really threw me off. Now, I can't get my song to play again. I don't know why that has happened to me. Let me just say that we have finished again. Repeat that. We have finished reading chapter 3. Now, let's have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, I thank you for blessing us to sleep and waking us up again. I thank you that all things is on earth is done before you, who have made the earth. And I thank you, Father, for protecting us all, sheep, from that evil one. In Jesus' name I pray. Or at least I try to pray. Thank you in Jesus' name or in Yeshua's name. Also, those of you who are listening, I want you to go to Amazon.com and purchase my 3 books that I have written and put them on Amazon. The Passing, The Unseen, in my children's book, The Broken Plant. They're all by Sondra Harris. That's Sondra Harris. I also, if you will, get the book How to Eat and Live Longer by Reginald J. E. He's a doctor over at DMC who years ago gave me this book when I fell sick. And I want you to read it too. I had no pain until I started back trying to read to you every Sabbath day, as I was told to feed his sheep. And hopefully you will listen. You have listened. And I hope my song won't come on, because it has, according to the clock, 2 hours, 13 minutes, and 10 seconds to go before it will play. And by that time, I will not be on the air. I hope that God will bless you as he has blessed me. I hope that we do not have much snow. Again, I will see you next week, if it is God's will. I was trying to look up. It's in John 4:15, where it talks about, if it's God's will, you will do this and do that. I just heard the lady say 90 seconds. So thank you all for listening to my program this morning. I am unable to bring you this song that I normally play, Jesus is Love by Lionel Richie. God bless you all. Jesus loves you, and I love you, but Jesus loves you more. And if it's God's will, I will be back next Sabbath.